just heard you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Hey everybody, welcome to Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, Martin and I are watching Evil Dead. That was his manly scream.
Wow.
That was his murder voice right there.
Cry. That was my fear. I don't like scary movies. Especially ones that actually look decently scary.
This from the guy who suggested we watch Scary Movie 5 next week.
Yeah. That was for the people who didn't want to watch 42. I'm all for 42, but you know, every once in a while, some stupid, dumbass reason to lose $10, why not?
So, what are we expecting? What are you expecting, Martin?
So I was at the WonderCon panel for Evil Dead this past weekend to listen to them talk about it and the effects they put into it and the fact that Fede Alvarez, the director, avoided CGI as much as he possibly could and did everything to make it realistic. I am freaked out before even seeing the film. And then watched the original last night thinking that that would help me be able to handle tonight. I still jumped a couple times last night.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wait, was your man a little girl?
He was a avid watcher.
Wow. I'm trying to throw things off like, oh man, Bruce Campbell looks so young.
Why avid standing for a very intense douche. She ain't saying that. She's just smirking. She's trying hard. She's trying to show her love for her man, but at the same time, let us know the truth.
Yeah, but it seems... I'm legitimately like freaked out, and I haven't even seen this yet. Like just the trailers, the previews, the clips we've seen, everything since San Diego Comic-Con last year, leading up to this tonight, has just been like every time I've seen something about it, we're gonna get you, holy shit! And then like to watch some of these characters, like Jane Levy, is on Suburgatory, and you see her as this like campy teenager, like you know she's upbeat and all that kind of stuff, and then she's gonna go do this. And the way they make her look in this, there's a scene in the trailer where they're just, I think it's in here with us. And just like the pace of it and the way she says it, I'm just like
you can
leaving the lights on all night. Like I'm not shutting the lights off. So, yeah, we'll see how long I last tonight.
Now, James and I are planning to come by your house sometime tonight around 4 in the morning. And you're going to wake up with branches and leaves in your bed.
Oh,
yeah. Please text me. So I'm going to go to the bathroom.
What are you talking about? How do you think we're getting in?
Come on, guys.
We're wrapping you up like poison ivy then. You're going to wake up like, hello, Martin.
Like, I think this is going to be one of the better scary movies that we've seen in a long time. At least I'm hoping that's what it's going to be. All
right, so real quick, first time on the show, my 18-year-old son. What are your thoughts for tonight, oh dear brave one?
Well, my thoughts for tonight are, I checked out the same preview, and it seems like it's going to be a very good movie and very good graphics, and I'm just going to be holding your hand tonight, Dad.
He's single, folks. Give him a call. Vanessa, your expectation?
I'm excited, actually, because I love the first one, and I love Bruce, and the fact that they're going to have a budget this time is just going to make it even gnarlier. And what I saw off of the panel, how he wanted real expressions because he's going to bury her alive, they literally buried her alive. So the fear that she has in her face is real. So.
Now, the question I want to ask everybody at the end of tonight's movie, Martin, would be if the panel at WonderCon gave away too much or took away from it. That's a question I'll be asking at the end of the night, so keep that in mind while
and
you're
Bruce
watching.
Bruce Campbell actually said something about that, to the point that there's the Evil Dead that he was in. Their job as the producers, him, Sam Raimi, on this film, was that they wanted to make an Evil Dead story that's similar but not the same. And that the idea is that maybe eventually the two worlds will cross over between Army of Darkness. They're going to make Army of Darkness 2, he confirmed.
Right, and they're going to make Evil Dead 2, and then part whatever is going
to... Yeah, they want him to play crisscross. So it's basically, they are like almost like parallel universes, similar stories, but they're going to cross at some point in time. So like it seems like they wanted to do a little bit different, and that, you know, it's the Evil Dead in the original series, and this is just
Evil Dead.
So hopefully it will be, but I think definitely the effects will be the big difference. The things that Bruce Campbell listed off,
and tree rape,
he said this at San Diego too. It didn't take him 4 years to make this movie. They went for effects like blood and splatter and the projectile vomiting, and the way they made them look zombied out, kind of more realistic than, it was a little bit more cartoony or like we were saying last night, clownish in the original. They actually did give them a much more realistic look to decay and to vomiting and to the breathing. And one thing he pointed out was like, you're not going to see the green hose where the blood's coming out from behind and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of differences, so this will have a lot more realistic effect, especially for audiences like... me, I watched the original last night. I don't remember a lot of it from when I was younger. So last night, it was kind of like watching it new almost. And then to see this tonight, it's going to be two very different levels of film.
And no rainy cam. That's going to be a big effect, too.
Yeah. So
big factor, I mean.
It'll be interesting to see him. Fede Alvarez is just super giddy to be putting this movie out. Like, he was saying as a kid, he was a huge Evil Dead fan and how much fun. He actually was saying that it was stupid that Hollywood wanted to remake it until the fact that he got offered the job. Then he was like, oh, yeah, no, I'll do it because I'm an Evil Dead fan and I know what I want it to be. So he was really excited about it. You know, maybe he's not the right man, but we'll see tonight. This is his fandom shown in this film.
Now, you haven't seen any of the movies because Mommy won't allow you, right?
Yes.
We're going to have some fun with you tonight. All right, guys. Well, so that pretty much wraps up the first segment. Hopefully, we'll come back with some tears and some spillage of food and drink and good reviews. So, yeah, we'll be right back after the movie. So, does anybody else want to go watch The Purgatory right now?
Right? That was a lot of hype for something that I was not at all scared for.
Lightning is going to strike you down.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I'm just saying, like, I was expecting a lot worse.
Really?
Yeah, like, scarier. It seemed more like one of those Saw movies where they just wanted to freak you out with the gore and the blood fest stuff, which is exactly what they said they didn't want it to be. They didn't want it to be torture porn. But it kind of, I mean, like, the shooting with the nail gun, the chainsawing.
I didn't see torture porn. I saw endurance porn.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they were trying to get you to, like, freak out, cringe with what they could do. What's the worst thing they could do to somebody? Pulling a needle out of your eye socket? Like, that's dark.
And the ending credits that we're watching is just pools of blood everywhere. But I loved it. I thought it was awesome. What do you think?
I enjoyed it thoroughly. It stayed true to its genre and its cult classic following. If you're a fan of the first one, for what it was, you're going to love this one. And I would never compare this to Saw, ever, ever.
She just dumped you. I think that's what happened.
I did like that it wasn't the exact same story. There were a lot of, like, throwbacks to the original, but, like, they're telling a slightly different story. So you can see how this will go off on its own path, and then the originals will go off on their own path.
Hallelujah, God, not... I really, really liked it. Yeah. I liked watching my son jump around like a little girl. That was awesome.
What'd you think, Gabe? I thought it was an amazing movie, and yeah, I did jump 15 times, but it was really good. I liked it.
Abomination Mia is somebody different. Nice to know. All right. So, what about you, James?
That was awesome. I was a little disappointed Martin didn't jump as much as I thought he was going to, but hey. Everything.
So, 4 out of 5 people liked the movie.
Yes.
You're just mad you didn't jump.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think what it was that I overhyped myself on it. Yeah. So, like, I'm sitting here, like,
the trailer's the one that's
Now, tonight, Vanessa, when you go home, check his pants, make sure he's not wearing a diaper.
Oh yeah, and I think because this isn't his genre of movies. You know what I mean? Like
right.
You grew up on it, I grew up on it. You know, and I think he's just used to like mainstream scary movies. This is like old school.
We need to take him back.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't like it. But I think if he
watch a little Hellraiser at midnight on a rainy night.
If he watched those movies where this originated from, I think he would appreciate what he was watching. Like, this is just, like, taking you home for me.
This is the same guy that likes Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Yeah. I'm really baffled.
Stay
right
up tall for a second.
I'm done.
All right, Martin.
It was good.
So, overall, did you at least like it?
Yeah, I liked the movie. I think the hype that I have going into it, like, I was expecting to be scared, and I didn't end up... I wasn't as scared as I thought I was going to be. I didn't jump once.
So everybody likes the movie. Martin's sad that he didn't see his fancy one. Okay, well, we can make that happen in the parking lot still.
Yeah.
There you have it. Midnight Movie Maniacs. This was Evil Dead. Next week, we are watching
42, the Jackie Robinson movie.
Which is going to be a kind of an odd change of pace.
Yeah.
From this movie.
Style
movie. But, still. Good. I'm sure it'll be a good movie nonetheless. All right, guys. Until then, we'll catch you later.